Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Taiwan denies entry to Chinese officials involved in persecuting Falun Gong. Human harvest screened at Taiwan Legislative Yuan exposes human rights crisis in China. Germany raising awareness of the persecution in China. Film Harvested Alive, 10 Years of Investigations, screened at Slovak Parliament. Shandong man sentenced to 6 years for car stickers with messages that upset the Chinese Communist Party. And Seoul, Korea, witnessing the power of Falun Gong. Now for the stories. Taiwan denies entry to Chinese officials involved in persecuting Falun Gong. Taiwan recently denied entry to at least three Chinese officials who have been involved in the persecution of Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline unlawfully banned in China. The delegates led by the officials were denied entry at the same time. The deputy chief of the Mainland Affairs Council confirmed that the council is restricting permits for human rights violators from China. Chinese officials are immediately denied entry if they have a record of persecuting Falun Gong practitioners and belong to the 610 office, an extra-legal party organization that oversees the persecution of Falun Gong. This is to emphasize and carry out Taiwan's policies, which value and protect human rights. He stressed that honoring human rights is the highest of all values, and reiterated that Taiwan does not welcome those who trample upon human rights. An official said that the Taiwan Falun Dafa Association and other non-governmental organizations have provided the government with a list of individuals who actively take part in the persecution of Falun Gong and commit other human rights violations. One legislator stated that human rights is an important basic value in Taiwan and believes that the government should conduct more detailed investigations of the human rights violations in China to make sure that anyone with a record of violations not be allowed to enter Taiwan. Other legislators stated that denying entry to individuals with poor human rights records is an international custom and stressed the importance of human rights in Taiwan. By 2011, the Taiwan Legislative Yuan and 16 countries and cities had passed the motion of not welcoming, not inviting, and not receiving Chinese officials involved in human rights violations.
Human harvest, screened at Taiwan Legislative Yuan, exposes human rights crisis in China. The Peabody Award-winning film Human Harvest was screened at the Taiwan Legislative Yuan last week, sponsored by the Taiwan International Organ Transplant Association and several lawmakers. A forum on the topic of state-sanctioned organ harvesting in China was held after the screening. The viewers said they believed that the Taiwanese government should inform the public and ban organ tourism trips to China. The documentary describes evidence showing how many organs used in transplant surgeries were forcibly harvested from imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners. Dr. Ding Keiting, a representative from the Organ Transplant Association, pointed out in his speech at the forum that it takes 113 to 138 weeks to find a liver that matches a patient in England, the country that has the best and most mature organ donation system. He asked, with significantly fewer donors, how can the waiting time in China be only 2 weeks? This suggests that there are illegal sources in China. A lawyer from the Organ Transplant Association called upon the Taiwanese government not to side with the Chinese Communist Party on this issue. She said she applauds the bill passed in 2015 that bans organ tourism trips to China. Several legislative members condemned this human rights crime in China, expressed strong support for Falun Gong's peaceful resistance to the persecution, and said it was Taiwan's responsibility to make its voice heard and draw international public attention to the Communist Party's crimes. Ms. Chen and her high school class were shocked by the facts revealed in the documentary. One student in Ms. Chen's class said that the screening was very meaningful. He said he would tell more people about what he learned from the film. Another student said, "Everyone should help. Falun Gong practitioners have suffered so much. We should do something." A student from Taipei Business College said he believed if everyone remained silent, then the persecution could be extended to non-Falun Gong practitioners. "The Communist Party will not stop if no one stops them, so we should make our voices heard and let more people know about it."
Germany, raising awareness of the persecution in China. Falun Gong practitioners in Frankfurt, Germany, have held several events in the lead-up to International Human Rights Day, December 10th, to raise awareness about the ongoing persecution of this traditional spiritual discipline in China. A candlelight vigil was held on December 9th, and a signature campaign calling for the release of a practitioner illegally detained in China took place the day before. Practitioners held a candlelight vigil in the downtown Christmas Market and Business Center on the evening of December 9, 2017, to commemorate those who have died in China as a direct result of persecution. Many passers-by were moved by the scene of practitioners sitting on the ground holding portraits of practitioners who lost their lives at the hands of the Chinese Communist Party. They paused to take photos, read the informational posters, and listen to practitioners talk about Falun Gong. Many people signed a petition calling for an end to the persecution in China. Several practitioners went to the Chinese consulate on the morning of December 8th to stage a peaceful protest against the persecution. They set up large banners worded, "Stop the Persecution of Falun Gong," and "Stop Live Organ Harvesting from Falun Gong Practitioners," across from the consulate. For the past 16 years, practitioners in Frankfurt have maintained a peaceful year-round protest in front of the consulate, despite the weather. Practitioners held another event downtown on December 9th, calling for the release of Ms. Tian Feng, a practitioner incarcerated in Beijing. Ms. Tian, 49, was arrested on May 13th and has since been illegally detained. The police are holding her ostensibly because she had a Falun Gong DVD with her. The International Society for Human Rights has initiated a postcard campaign calling for Ms. Tian's release, addressed to the director of the public substation where she is being detained. Supporters can write their name and address on the postcard and mail it to China. Many people asked for postcards, promising to mail them to China. Many also expressed their wish for Ms. Tian to be released soon. Practitioners also set up a stand on a busy downtown street on December 9th, in an area often visited by Chinese tourists. They displayed banners worded, "Falun Dafa is good," "Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good," and "China is not the CCP," in Chinese and English. Groups of Chinese tourists passed by the Falun Gong display. Some stopped to read the posters, and some took photos. The words, "Look, Falun Gong," were often heard.
Film Harvested Alive, 10 Years of Investigations, screened at Slovak Parliament. The documentary film Harvested Alive, 10 Years of Investigation, was screened in the Slovak Parliament on Thursday, December 7, 2017. About 10 members of Parliament and 5 assistants attended the screening, which was sponsored by MP Peter Osuski. The screening was prompted by a visit to Slovakia by a representative from the World Organization to investigate the persecution of Falun Gong in China in October. The representative met with MPs on October 26th. After the representative presented the conclusions of the investigations on the body exhibitions and live organ harvesting to the MPs, they said that they would welcome the screening of the documentary film Harvested Alive, 10 Years of Investigations at the Slovak National Council. The screening was scheduled to coincide with Human Rights Day and was sponsored by Mr. Osowski. After the film, the MPs suggested that more people should learn about this issue and that they would like to help with its promotion. They posed for a group photo and asked to share it on social media. As a doctor, Zhiyuan Wang spent 30 years studying how to save lives. He never imagined that he would spend another 10 years investigating how Chinese doctors take innocent lives. The documentary reveals the truth about how China's hospitals, judiciary, and military work together under the authority of former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin to slaughter Falun Gong practitioners to harvest their organs.
Shandong man sentenced to 6 years for car stickers with messages that upset the Chinese Communist Party. A Shandong court recently sentenced Mr. Yu Kaicheng to 6 years in prison for having car stickers bearing messages that the Chinese Communist Party didn't want to see. As a Falun Gong practitioner whose faith has been persecuted by the communist regime since 1999, Mr. Yu came up with an unusual way to protest. He posted messages about the three principles of Falun Gong, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, on his car to remind people of the basic values and benefits one may get from practicing Falun Gong. The message reads, "Reciting truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, you will have a safe trip. Reciting truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, we are friends with connected hearts. Reciting truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, your heart will remain calm and peaceful." Mr. Yu and his wife, however, were reported to the police as they were shopping on March 22, 2017. Seven police officers surrounded and arrested Mr. Yu and his wife when they returned to their car. The heads of the Domestic Security Division and 610 office were both present during the arrest. The police brought the couple to Dongguan Police Station and interrogated them. Meanwhile, another group of police ransacked their home. After the Procuratorate approved Mr. Yu's arrest and submitted his case, the Lichia District Court tried him on August 25, 2017. His lawyer delivered a non-guilty defense and demanded acquittal. Officials from the Domestic Security Division and 610 office attended the trial. The judge adjourned the trial without issuing a verdict. In November 2017, the judge handed down a guilty verdict and sentenced Mr. Yu to 6 years of imprisonment. This was the second time that Mr. Yu was sentenced for practicing Falun Gong. In 2000, he was sentenced to a 3-year term at Jinan City Forced Labor Camp.
Seoul, South Korea, witnessing the power of Falun Gong. Tiante Books, a bookstore in Seoul, South Korea, recently completed another free 9-day Falun Gong workshop. Several months after the seminar, a number of workshop participants returned to the bookstore to share and discuss their experiences in practicing Falun Gong. Mr. Yin had obtained a brochure about Falun Gong on his way to work, which caught his interest. He later learned about the 9-day workshop from an online search. A few years ago, he had developed water intoxication, a severe disruption in electrolytes brought about by drinking excessive amounts of water. He said, "I had an MRI at a big hospital and had acupuncture therapy, but nothing helped. I really suffered from it. What amazed me was that on the 5th day of the workshop, the symptoms disappeared. That night was the first night I had a good night's sleep in the past few years." Mr. Yin also had cardiac arrhythmia, which often woke him up from sleep. "Now I do the 5th exercise, the meditation, and the arrhythmia disappeared." He smiled and said, "I always feel happy when talking to Falun Gong practitioners. I had tried so many therapies, but none of them is comparable to practicing Falun Gong." Mr. An Pushun works in the financial industry. He decided to take the 9-day workshop after hearing about Falun Gong's health benefits. "My palms felt hot during the exercises. I can also feel the Falun Law wheel rotating," Mr. An said. "My whole body feels lighter when walking." For Mr. An, the most amazing part of the seminar was the emphasis on morality. He said, "I realized that cultivating the physical body is not enough. The most important part of the practice is to improve one's moral standard. I am amazed that after the Falun Gong workshop, I no longer fight for personal interests. I suffered from insomnia for a long time, but Falun Gong healed it. I can now enjoy a good night's sleep." Mr. Li Shan noticed that his vision improved. He said, "After a few months of practicing Falun Gong, one day on the subway, I found that I didn't need glasses to read the map. All the letters looked clear." He said that Falun Gong also had other benefits. I found that my memory improved, too, he added. He encouraged newcomers to read the teachings seriously. Tiante Books in Seoul holds 2 9-day workshops every month. Tiante Books and Cafe in Manhattan, New York, holds 1 workshop monthly.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.